nothing like a little Godsmack to get your day going. Well, now Godsmack's frontman, the four-time Grammy nominee Sully Erna, is out with a solo album, and as you'll hear, it's a little more solo Springsteen than hard rock. And one track is dedicated to people struggling with and dying from opioid addiction. The video for Different Kind of Tears starts with a montage of moms.
Losing a child is just something that it's difficult to put into words. When our children were going through addiction, at least I know for myself, I had hope. There was always hope that he would get better, that he would recover, and that life would be normal. When we lose a child, we don't just lose that child, we lose an important part of our future.
The real-life moms who've lost children are followed by a fictional story of young people struggling to stay alive. The song is Sully's. The video was produced in partnership with the Recovery Centers of America and the Mark Wahlberg Youth Foundation. We wanted to hear more. So Sully Erna joins us from the studios of NPR West in California. Hi.
Hi.
And also joining us, Rich Smith. He's with the Recovery Centers of America, and he's at WHYY in Philadelphia. Rich, welcome to you as well.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Sully, I want to start with you. Some of us remember your shirtless, headbanging, crowd surfing days, you know, in Godsmack. I know you have a big tour coming up. You were born in Lawrence, Mass. We can still see the bones of this once majestic mill city, but it's fallen on hard times. Governors in neighboring states, New Hampshire and Maine, have blamed Lawrence for some of the fentanyl and opioids that flow into their states. Is that part of why you're so conscious of this?
For me, it's very personal because, you know, Lawrence, Massachusetts is my hometown. I was born and raised there, spent the first two decades of my life there. And it really has become the hub of, you know, all this opioid and heroin that is going through the Northeast in general and throughout the nation. You know, Lawrence, to me, was probably my biggest challenge growing up there because it was extremely violent place, you know, and I was involved in a lot of that stuff when I was younger with gangs and drugs and crime. And, you know, I think even Time magazine quoted Lawrence as the most violent city in America at one point. For me, it was, you know, even more personal.
We spoke recently with Ken Casey of the Dropkick Murphys. Their last CD really was about the opioid epidemic. He had just come from a funeral. There had been several that week. These are not just friends, but fans. And Sully, I wonder, you know, all kinds of music kind of celebrate the rough life. But is there any part of you that now wants to say to your fan base, well, hold on, because this could kill you?
Yeah, this is the real deal. Like, this is one of those things you could just experiment and try once and not wake up from it. And we don't know, you know, what's in half of these drugs now, what they're cutting it with. And, you know, and the medical industry needs to step up a little bit, too, and do their job because, you know, these doctors, you know, prescribe you these intense opioids and stuff like that when you have, you know, a toothache. And I think that's another problem.
Let's listen to a little of your song, Different Kind of Tears.
It's a different kind of hurt. It's a different kind of lonely. It's a deeper kind of pain. Don't act like you know this, 'cause what you don't see is buried inside of me. All these cries always trying to disappear. These are different kind of tears.
Different kind of song, too, for someone who's the lead singer of Godsmack. But we see this young boy wandering, you know, seems just to be like a billiard ball. He's just pinged, you know, from person to person that, you know, doesn't respond to him. And you show an overdose. It's really ugly.
It is. You know, it's an ugly addiction. It's an ugly drug. You know, there's nothing good about any of this stuff. And people in general need to know that, you know, this isn't something you want to be curious about and experiment with. It's life or death. And that's as bottom line as it can be. Mm. In the song as well, you know, this really caters to people with the addiction as well. You know, in their cry for help, they're looking to be helped. They want out of this lifestyle. All you think about is when you're going to get high next. Like it's you're just working from minute to minute, and it really takes over your life. And we're losing, I think, 60,000 people a year at this point, and it's growing.
Well, Rich Smith, let's bring you in from the Recovery Centers of America. This new report that just came out, STAT, the health publication, spoke to 10 healthcare people at 10 universities, and they projected at least 500,000 deaths from opioid overdoses in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You know, the numbers are just staggering. And I think, yeah, you spoke about the opening montage of the video that was, you know, a number of moms showing pictures of their children that had been taken by this disease. You know, it was actually shot in our new facility just outside of Boston. You know, one of the most heartbreaking scenes, I think, in the entire video is when, you know, the boy goes to his mom and convinces his mom to take him back in, and he's only there for a few minutes, long enough to steal her purse and run out the door. You know, addiction breaks families, it breaks lives, and it causes people to do things to those around them, many times the ones that they love the most, that are the most hurtful.
Well, look, do you take some comfort in the fact that in the recent battle over the Republican health care plan, two major Republican senators who said no, from Ohio and from West Virginia, objected because some of the opioid care funds would be cut in different ways by cutbacks in Medicaid. There wasn't going to be enough money for opioid treatment.
We found that this issue really is not a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. Everybody is in support and realizing the danger that we're facing if we do not deal with this crisis. This is really a bipartisan issue.
Well, the lieutenant governor of Ohio has had two sons overdose. Thankfully, they've been saved. Sully, when you were 19, 20, would you have listened to a video about any kind of lifestyle thing? I mean, do you think you can get this over?
You know, it's an interesting question because when you're there, you know, especially with the teenage years, I have a 15-year-old daughter, and luckily for me, she doesn't seem to be going down this path. Everyone has that choice. That's the thing. Whether you grow up in the inner city or whether you grow up on the better part of town. You know, I want to just interject with something Rich was saying too. You know, I want people to understand out there, especially the kids that are listening, the people that are involved in this kind of thing or entertaining the thought of dipping your toe in. This starts with you. This is your choice to not do the drug, to not be influenced by your friends and things like that. You're the one who has to know that there's a better life on the other side, because the way that we kill this quicker and more efficiently than we could ever do by controlling government or medical industry or whatever is just to have the people not buy or be involved in doing drugs and opioids. If you want to stop this, if you want to put an end to it, A, you parents need to get more involved. Do not think that's Lawrence's problem. This isn't in Windham, New Hampshire. Well, yes, it is, because these kids are traveling around and going into Lawrence to be able to get this stuff and then bringing it back to these neighborhoods. So it's spreading everywhere.
Or Sully, going into their parents' medicine cabinets and something I learned about recently, you know, taking out all the medication, dumping them in a big bowl at a party. And it's called the candy bowl.
Exactly. Start locking up the stuff. Or better yet, start maybe thinking about how you don't have to have that in your house available.
And on the issue of choice, there's also the choice to get treatment. You know, one of the very common paths to addiction is seemingly innocent. You know, you can go in for surgery and be prescribed opioids and, you know, basically due to your own genetics, become addicted very, very quickly. And it just escalates, you know. The prescription opioids go to trying to buy them on the street, but that gets too expensive, and then it quickly downward spirals into, you know, $5 bags of heroin.
Sully, are you going to deliver this message from the stage?
Of course. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the song is very, very connected to this specific epidemic and subject that we've been talking about. And so for me, not only is it going to be a message, but it, you know, I'm going to even try to come up with some more conceptual footage that really hits home. I got to tell you, when I first got back in tune with Jim Wahlberg, and I went to one of his events that he was hosting at an arena.
This is the Mark Wahlberg Foundation.
Correct.
Yeah.
It literally took my breath away. I had no idea what I was walking into. He said, "Hey, just come down, check out the event." And so I walked in, and the arena was completely full. I looked to my left, and then the loge seats that went from the, you know, the floor all the way up to the balcony was just men and women sitting there stone-faced holding a picture of their child, and it just literally sent chills up my spine. And I started thinking, oh my God, is this whole arena filled with parents that have lost their children? And then I realized that it was this one major section. The rest of the arena they had filled up with high schools and elementary schools that they had brought in kids to watch and learn from it.
Well, it strikes me, you know, one of your thoughts might have been, and it's not even a Godsmack concert, you know, when you can now fill an arena with parents of children who've died of overdoses and kids there to maybe learn from them. That I think that speaks volumes. That's Sully Erna of Godsmack. His new solo album, Hometown Life, includes the single Different Kind of Tears. It focuses on opioid addiction. There's a video. We'll link you to it here and now.org. And we also spoke with Rich Smith from the Recovery Centers of America. They partnered with Sully and the Mark Wahlberg Foundation to produce the song. Sully, Rich, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Ooh, it's a different kind of hurt.
More at herenow.org.